Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, I'm Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? I'm sure your marketing people have told you that when you write a sales letter, it's the headline that makes the difference. The headline has to be dynamic. It has to get their attention, because if you can't get their attention with the headline, they're not going to read the copy. So I have to tell you that when you have a title like, "Is this the economy? In this economy, don't take anything for granted," it's not really an exciting headline. But what I'm about to tell you will be very helpful to your business. It's Monday morning or Tuesday morning. It doesn't really matter. It is morning. And you pull up the internet. You're looking at the stream. Doesn't matter what website. You catch an article and it says, the economy is just terrible. Things are falling apart. You're never going to be able to survive in this economy. You come back in the afternoon, there's another article that says, this is the best economy ever. You cannot believe how good this economy is. Which do you believe? Well, as a business person, you are affected by the economy. The economy does have a big impact on your life and on your business. But if you are truly a business person, and as I've said so many times in all of my podcasts, if you are a student of business, you understand you need to take charge and you need to do something. If you are rethinking your business, if you are studying any weak aspects of your business, if you're saying to yourself, you know, I know what it says. Says it's going to be a terrible economy, or it says it's going to be a good economy. I am going to make my company strong. I'm going to have the proper marketing that will attract people, even though there may not be as much business out there as there was in previous years. I'm going to get my share of what's there. Plus, I'm going to train my people. I'm going to get them to understand what we're trying to accomplish and get them to understand exactly how we're going to do it and the importance that they have and the importance that they have in the whole scheme of the company. You see, you will control what happens in your company, because there are two groups of people right now. There are the people, business people, who are saying, oh, things are so bad, I don't know what I'm going to do. And there are the business people saying, I know what I'm being told, I know what I see in the economy, but you know what? I am not going to fail in any way. I'm going to have a great year, and I'm going to make it a great year. I'm going to double my efforts. I'm going to double my thinking. I'm going to really understand what I need to do. I'm going to be not just motivational to my people, but I'm going to be inspiring. I'm going to get them to understand what we need to do and how we need to do it. We're going to capture more customers, a bigger percentage of customers than we ever captured before. I'm going to look for everything in my business that's not working right. I'm going to look for everything in my business that's working well. I'm going to focus on what's working well, and I'm going to work at eliminating what's not going well. Which group do you want to be in? Do you want to be in the people who are going to complain that business is bad and they had a bad year and they lost money? Or do you want to be in the group that says, you know, I know what they said, but I had a fine year. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying the conditions out there are ideal. But if you start to listen to the news and you start to believe exactly what they say, you will do nothing but climb under your desk and not come out, and everything will fall apart. So you are the person in charge. You know what to do. You've been doing this for a long time. If you don't know what to do, consult with someone who is an expert in whatever you are missing, and put yourself in a position of learning everything you can. It's an ideal situation where many people have been in business for 30 years or 20 or 30 years, and they've never changed anything. They've never changed their management style. They've never thought anything through. They just show up in the morning, put the key in the door, and go through the motions. This is not the time to do that. This is the time to act like you are 30 years old, and you are invigorated, and you're going to make it happen, and you're going to make your mark in business, because there is 350 million people out there, give or take a few. So they're all buying goods and services to some degree. There is an economy out there to some degree. What are you going to do to capture that business so that you make sure that you have the best year ever? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. To continue the website, continue the conversation, go to my website, talkbusinesswithhoward.com. Connect on LinkedIn. I know you'll be in action and make it happen.